Welcome to this ASP.NET video tour of profiles and themes. Profiles and themes are great ways for you to customize the user experience for your site. You can use a custom profile to allow you to store per user configuration information, and you can use themes to allow you to give a different look and feel for your site where you control the cascading style sheets and all the other images that are part of your website. So we're going to start first by creating a website that looks at how we use the profile object. So first I'm going to create a website by just opening up an empty folder under websites, and I'll call it profiles. And this will give me an empty website. And to this, I'm going to start by creating a web config file. And the reason why I'm starting with the web configuration file is that it's here where we define the schema or the information that defines what our profile is going to look like. Now remember, the profile is just it's a bundle of information like the user's full name, their favorite color, or some kind of preferences for the site. It's where you define what the profile looks like. And it's stored in a database, which I'll demonstrate in a minute. So let me start with kind of an empty configuration or web config file. Here we have, if you haven't seen IntelliSense before in the web config, this is a new feature in Visual Web Developer 2005. I need to add a section in here called profile. And I'm going to add a new property called full name. And it's here that a user will be able to enter what their full name is. By default, we'll set the default value for anonymous. And another thing we can do, and this is really cool, is that we can even allow non-authenticated users use this profile. Now later there's another video where we talk about membership and authentication and roles. That will go into more detail, but in this case I'm going to turn on allow anonymous, so even users that haven't authenticated can still take advantage of these properties. Now it turns out when you have anonymous profiles, you have to go on a higher level here and enable anonymous identification. And I'll just set that equal to true. Now you can see there's a lot of other settings here having to do with whether it's cookie or cookieless and where it stores the cookie's name and if it requires SSL. For now we can get by just with having these two entries. So we're done with the web config file for now. We need a page to display our profile object. So I'll create a default page. And this will be a really simple page. All we really need here is we just need some text. And I'll put welcome and a label control right here. I can just type this one by hand. So I have a label called label1 and tell it to run on the server like usual. And that's good. Now we're going to need a page to set your profile. So let's do that real quick before I forget. So I'll create a page called settings. And in order to get to the settings page, we need a hyperlink. So I'll put that in back on the main page. Okay, good. Before we go fill out the settings page, let's see what this looks like. What we want to do is when this page loads, set the label equal to the profile. And I'll do that by putting a little bit of code up here at the top. I need the page load method. And if we're not in a postback situation, if not page is postback, then we want to set the label one text value equal to, now this is really cool, watch, profile dot full name. So just by making that entry in the web config, we get a type safe instance of this global object called profile that's specific to this user. And when we run this, I expect that to be equal to our default value for profile, which was anonymous. Great, that's just what we needed. Now let's go set up the settings page and we'll change that profile information. Now let's see, what we need to do is go to settings. Let me put something here, enter your full name. So I'll switch to design mode, this will be a little bit easier. We need a text box and a button. So I'll just drag those onto the page. And then we need a save button. And I need to set the text for that. Great. Now, when the user clicks save, we're going to take the information that's in the text box and stick it back in the profile. Okay. And also, when the page loads, we'll go ahead and initialize the text box using pretty much the same code from the other page. All right, let's test this out. Oh, one more thing. When they click Save, not only will I save the profile, I'll send us back to the main page. So we should still get anonymous, but now I'll go put my name in and save it. And there we go. So even if I close the site and come back later, that will still be there. And that's because it's storing my computer information and my profile information inside of a database that it created for us dynamically called the ASP.NET database. Now you'll see this database come up in other situations when we start dealing with membership and roles. I'm going to show it to you right now. Inside tables, if we look at users, even though I don't have a real authentication, it's still tracking me as an anonymous user. So there's my information, kind of cryptic, and that's the name of my virtual machine. And if I go to, let's see, profile, I can see my profile information. So we can see that there's the definition of the schema. It's a full name, which is a string, and it's bytes 0 through 15, and here's the property value. That's pretty cool. So let's close all this down. Now let's switch gears for a minute and now talk about themes. And at the very end, I'll show you how we can tie these two concepts together. A theme is a collection of style sheets and imagery, or these things called skin files, that allow you to customize the look and feel of your site. To add a theme to your project, we go back and add under the special ASP.NET folder link this thing called themes, and I'll make one called summer. And I'm also going to have one called winter, so I'll go ahead and make that right now. Okay, for the summer theme, we're going to add, you see we have choices for style sheets and XML files. I'm going to add first this thing called a skin file. Now, a skin file is a way for you to customize the look and feel of the server controls. It's analogous to the cascading style sheet, which is for HTML markup. So in this case, any ASP.NET server control like the one on the default page, this label control, what I'll do is put a template here for that. So ASP label, run at server. Now any UI modifications I make here will reflect on all the ASP label controls. So for this one, for summer, I don't know, I'll set the back color equal to, I'll just make up a couple things here. Set the font size equal to large, and the name equal, just something so you can tell that it's different. Okay, hold on. I think I need a couple of dashes in here. Oh, now, in order to use this though, I need to go back to the web config and set the page's theme equal to summer. And I think that's it. Let's go bring it up. There we go. Great. So we can see we changed that. And if we do something similar for winter, I'll add a skin file there. And for this one, I'll add a style sheet. Okay, so for the winter skin, I'll just copy the details from the summer one and just paste that in and change a couple colors. I'll make the background, make it yellow, and the fore green. I have a very simple palette of colors here. And just to show that it's different, I'll make it extra small. And now the other item I added in here was a style sheet. So you can see with Visual Web Developer 2005, we have a very nice style sheet editor where I can go in and set the background color for the whole site. You can see we have full IntelliSense support. I can also do this through a wizard. So if I do add style rule or build style, we have this nice little dialog box with all kinds of features. So I'll set the background color here to just some light blue color. And so simply by having that and going back to the web config and changing it to winter, we should be able to pick up those new changes with the background blue and a different font. Great. So the final thing we want to do is allow the user to choose the theme in the settings. So we're going to store a new theme information right here. So for that, we need to go here to the web config, add one more property. Let's call it my theme and set the default equal to default to winter, and allow anonymous true as well. And then in the page for settings, let's see, we're going to need that save button, so I'll put it down here. And we'll choose a theme, and we'll put in a drop-down combo. And I'm just going to hard code two items in here. So we have summer and winter. Now if we go back to the source code for this, it's going to be similar. When they click the save button, we want to save the profile. Wait, let me load it first. When the page loads in the drop-down list, we want to find the item that corresponds to the profile information. So that looks like find drop-down list items, find by value, whatever's coming from the profile under my themes, and then select it. Likewise, when they save, set the theme equal to drop-down list 1 selected value. And okay, I think that's going to not only load the theme but save it as well, and then we're going to redirect back to default.aspx. So the final bit of code I need is in this page in default.aspx. I need a new method that's part of the page class called preinit. In the preinit method, we simply need to set our theme equal to the profile theme. And that's it. So let's view this. And go into settings, and we'll choose summer. And there you have it. So we have a nice little profile that stores our full name and the theme. So although these two pieces, these two concepts, or these new features in ASP.NET don't really have a whole lot to do with each other, you can see there, you can tie them together and have a very nice web experience for your site.